Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. For those of us who are involved in this program, it has been such a beautiful experience reviving these olden golden melodies, relishing the joy that these bhajans bless us with, and sharing this joy with you, dear listeners. This is the second batch of 9 bhajans we have endeavored to share with you in this series. And today we have a lovely bhajan adoring beautiful Lord Krishna. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela.
So this is the soft melody we will be learning today. As you hear to the lyrics and the tune, you will be thrilled. You will be captivated because it is such a beautiful, short, sweet, scintillating devotional offering. Like in every episode of this program, let's get started with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan. We will discuss about the notes of the bhajan and then you will listen to a small excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Alappi Haridas, someone who had the blessing of composing more than 400 bhajans. Some of the bhajans which are sung even now in Prashantanilayam, in the Sanctum Sanctorum, in Sai Kulwant Hall. You will listen to Mr. Haridas Singh and Mrs. Radha Ramesh, someone who has learned these bhajans from him, share the experiences of Mr. Haridas. So that's coming up towards the end of the program. We now begin with learning this bhajan. So we start with the lyrics.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Rajita Vanamala Gopala Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala Vedagama Mula Gopala.
Now that you know the lyrics, I'm sure you will be eager to learn to sing this bhajan. So here is Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh sharing with us the tune of this lovely composition.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F pancham.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Rajita Vanamala Gopala Rajita Vanamala Gopala Rajita Vanamala Gopala Rajita Vanamala Gopala Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala
Vedagama Mula Gopala
Vedagama Mula Gopala
Vedagama Mula గోపాల
వేదాగమమూల గోపాల
రాధాలోలా రమ్య సుచేలా
Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh, there was a beautiful demonstration of this melodious composition which used to be sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in those halcyon days in the 60s and 70s. As is obvious, it's a composition that captures you with its lyrics, captures you with its soft melody, and captures you with the feeling of love and devotion that it evokes so effortlessly. Before we go on to discuss about the meaning of the beautiful fresh lyrics of this bhajan, let's spend a little while discussing about the notes that make the bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here with us to share with us his thoughts on the structure of the bhajan as far as raga and tala is concerned. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your views on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
I was really interested in learning this bhajan as soon as I heard from Srinivasulu sir. And in fact, I received this bhajan as a very old recording file in my phone, saying that Swami used to listen to this bhajan before his sleep. Swami used to ask Raja Reddy sir to sing this bhajan before his sleep.
Wow.
So that defines this bhajan. That means something like it's a lullaby, which made God himself to... I mean, in the human plane to sleep.
God loved to be put to sleep in his physical form. Yeah.
So,
wow, just like little Krishna would want to sleep.
Exactly. Nevertheless, the tune is so beautiful that it really soothes you.
Yes.
And such a wonderful composition. I can say, if you ask me, which raga it is closely associated with, it's a beautiful raga which I think the bhajans, the there are not many bhajans in this kind of raga. It's a Hindustani classical raga called Jhinjhoti.
Okay.
It's a very pleasant raga, and I've heard some of the instrumental renditions of this raga from Pandit Niladri Kumar. And I really recommend listeners to listen to some of the alapanas, very beautiful alapanas in sitar. It's really captivating. So coming back to this bhajan, there are some typical phrases which are very, very beautiful.
Da sa re ma ma ga a ra 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 ra
So this beautiful phrase,
Da sa re ma ga, Da sa re ma ma ga, sa re ne da, pa da sa re ma ga.
So it has shudri, shuddha gha,
da shuddha dha,
and the knee is komal knee. That's what really adds the beauty.
Da sa re ma ga sa re ne, ne sa da pa da sa. Veda ga ma mula gopala, da sa re ma ga sa re sa sa.
So this line justifies the flavor of Jinjoti. And of course, the third line,
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala.
This has more of folk flavor in it.
Yes.
And you can really imagine this bhajan to be in those days of Krishna after the sunset, coming back after grazing the cows and with the cattle and the... So it's more of a... It really gives you the beautiful imagination of those days in the Vrindavan.
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala Vedagama Moola Gopala Vedagama Moola Gopala.
And that line Gopala,
Gopala,
it's a very rare bhajan where you know that some words are in the same note,
Gopala,
and that really gives that lullaby feel to it.
Yes,
it's really soothing.
Absolutely. In fact, as you mentioned, as you created that imagery of Krishna returning with his Gopalas, with his cows and with his cowherd friends, and the beautiful sun sitting in the horizon, and that crimson color in the surroundings.
Yeah.
And very interestingly, the next line is Vedagama Moola. And what occurs to me is, you know, even through those very, very simple acts, you know, through those everyday living,
yeah,
he was actually conveying the essence of the Vedas to the Gopalas.
Beautiful.
And that is how it is with Bhagavan, isn't it? He would just ask you,
absolutely,
what is your name, who are you, and through that he would instill in you the deepest of spiritual truths.
Yeah.
Something you have to think about for your entire lifetime. And that is how I think Krishna was doing with the Gopalas. So
exactly.
Beautifully, this bhajan conveys such profound depth of meaning. No wonder Bhagavan loved to listen so many times. And the other fact about this bhajan also is, as we were discussing, it is so fresh, isn't it? Some of the lyrics,
yeah,
of the bhajan is are
some
words you don't find in any other bhajan, possibly.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Some of the words are very new.
Very new, yeah. Ramya Suchela.
Yeah. Ramya Radha Lola, Ramya Suchela.
Ramya Suchela. I think of Kuchela,
yeah,
but actually people can think it is Kuchela. It is not. It is Suchela.
Yeah, it is.
And Suchela means someone who is very well dressed. And Ramya,
yeah,
means one who is very attractive, very captivating. So here you have the Lord described as someone who is very, very, very presentable.
Yeah. And in fact, this word itself really inspires us to imagine for,
yes,
this bhajan.
Yes.
Because some bhajans are, yeah, simple namavalis. It's up to you how to render the bhajan with the feeling.
Correct.
Or think of an experience, think of some leela.
Yes.
But this really gives the Ramya Suchela, the words.
Yes.
First of all, the tune itself is so captivating.
Yes.
That it really takes you back to those days. Above all, above the tune, you have the lyrics which are really giving the life to the tune.
Yes.
And conveying, as you said, very deep meaning. In such a simple way. That's how God always...
Imagination is very easy in this bhajan.
Yeah.
Because the tune is not only so melodious, but the words are already telling you stories.
Beautiful.
The words,
yeah,
are already giving you that environment and that... they're easily taking you back.
Exactly.
Very beautiful. And of course, the other new word here also is Rajita Vanamala. Vanamala, of course, comes in,
yeah,
a few other bhajans. But Rajita Vanamala, perhaps I'm
time.
Hearing for the first time.
First time,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rajita means someone who is brilliant, who is again, you know, resplendent.
Yeah.
So here you have, you know, as we were just discussing, we are describing the Lord as the most well-dressed, most presentable, you know, most handsome person.
Yeah.
And we are also describing him as someone who is so glorious to see, because of the way he is dressed, the way he is adorned with beautiful,
yeah.
We used to hear about how Bhagavan used to love Tulsi Malas. If you, I'm just reminded of also, as we were talking about Bhagavan, Lord Venkateshwara, because this is something that I've heard from so many people, you know.
Okay.
That I asked them, what is it that you get, you know, when you see Lord Venkateshwara, you know, people stand there like for 3 hours, 4 hours, chanting, yeah. Govinda, Govinda.
Yeah.
And he said, oh my God, he's the most handsome person on earth. This wow. is what I've heard, not from one person, you know. I've heard like so many people saying, we go there because we're just charmed by him. He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Even if that 1 second is enough, you know, we can stand like for 4 hours because he's so beautiful.
And so powerful
also. So powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's powerful in every way.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what just came to me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Having
the same thing we have heard about Bhagwan, you know. So many people who came to Bhagwan in the early years. So, you know, even other day I was speaking to some earlier devotee, you know, people who saw Swami in the 50s and 40s.
Okay.
And you know, ask them, you know, what captivated you? He said, oh my God, you're so handsome. You just couldn't take your eyes off
yeah.
him. He's looking so fantastic.
And of course, those days he used to come out at
yes.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
The very, very early morning darshan. So yes. fresh. Yes. So fresh.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. yeah. Even before the sun has arisen, the Lord is there waiting. As the sun arises, the Lord is already there showering His grace with the grace of the sun god. Yeah.
You can take so much to get inspired from the Lord in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
And one of them is freshness and the...
Yes. And Nitya Nutana, as yeah. He's always said. Okay, so let's go on relishing the beautiful melody of this composition.
Yeah, so let's do the swaras for each line.
Yeah.
So that we know where are those notes exactly standing, and which is the note, which is pa or dha, or and it'll really help for the instrumentalist to get the hold of the bhajan. So let's start with the first line.
Yeah.
Radha lola ramya suchela sa sarima pada pada dapa magari sagari
sa sarima pada pada dapa magari sagari
rajita vana mala gopala Ripa padapa magari sari sa sa marini sada.
Ripa padapa magari sari sa sa marini sada.
Rajita vana mala gopala. Dasari maga sari sa sa. Sa sa sa
Da sa ri ma ga sa ri sa 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 sa
Venu vilola vijaya gopala Sa 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 ni da pa pa ni da pa ma ga ri
Sa 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 ni da pa pa ni da pa ma ga re.
In the second time, you have a small variation which is optional.
Venu vilola vijaya gopala. Sa 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 ri sa ni da pa pa ni da pa ma ga re.
Sa 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 ri sa ni da pa pa ni da pa ma ga re.
And the next two lines follow the same pattern as the second and the third line.
Veda gama mula gopala. Veda gama mula gopala.
So any other bhajan that come to your mind which has the same flavor in terms of the tune?
Some bhajans which are little different from the raga, I can say, but the flavor is little similar.
Prem se bolo ek baar sai ram, bolo ram sai ram.
It's a beautiful bhajan.
Yes.
And
मन मंदिर में साई राम.
It's also a rare bhajan, I can say.
Yes.
Which is having the similar flavor of jinjoti.
Okay, so let's discuss about the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is the regular 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, or you can say Kahirwa in the Hindustani classical music. We shall give the count as 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, which becomes 8. And so let's have the count. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. 1.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela.
Rajita Vanamala Gopala.
Rajita Vanamala Gopala.
Rajita Vanamala Gopala.
Rajita Vanamala Gopala.
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala.
Venu Vilola Vijaya Gopala.
Vedagamamu Mula Gopala.
Vedagama Mula Gopala.
Vedagama Mula Gopala.
Vedagama Mula Gopala.
Praying to Swami that He allows us the bliss of so many such beautiful compositions that He used to love to hear, to give us the chance to soak in the bliss of such beautiful Anandam. Let's close this session. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bhushu. Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam. So that brings us to the next part of this program, wherein you will now listen to Mr. Alappi Haridas and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. Mr. Haridas has had this matchless blessing of composing more than 400 bhajans in praise of Bhagwan as Rama, Krishna, Shiva, as the Lord of all faiths and sects. And you have Mrs. Radha Ramesh, who has learned these bhajans from Mr. Haridas, sharing the experiences of Mr. Haridas as he sings these compositions playing the harmonium. The life of Mr. Haridas is an inspiration. He comes from a remote town from the state of Kerala and he knows only music, and music transformed into devotion. That's it. He only loves to sing. So we will have Mrs. Radha Ramesh speak for him as we listen to his melodious voice and his lovely compositions.
The very favorite bhajan of everyone, Allahu Akbar, in the Ragam Chakravakam. It's a very vibrant ragam. And there is a story behind this bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
A bhajan was about to start and people were busy making garlands. Then someone suddenly said, Sarvadharma bhajans everybody cannot sing. Then sir was saying to Swami, always Swami highlights the importance of all religions. So without Sarvadharma, how can the Sai bhajan be complete? So this thought, he kept on pondering that the Sarvadharma bhajan should be such. It should not be just you take everyone's name, every religion's name, but there should be some highlight on Islam. Then he decided, I'll learn Fatiha from the Maulavis of the mosque. Learn the meaning. Only learning the direct meaning, I'll get to know the inner meaning from Bhagwan. Only then this bhajan can be effective while singing. And this bhajan came, Allahu Akbar. The Fatiha which is chanted in the mosque, he has put music into it. And before this bhajan, with the new Fatiha, it takes you to a different world.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yeshu Pida Prabhu, Allahu Akbar, Shirdi Sai Satya Sai Tumho. Yeshu Pida Prabhu, Allahu Akbar. Shirdi Sai Satya Sai Tum Ho La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Guru Nanak Ji Tum Ho Guru Nanak Ji Tum Ho Zura Charma Kabir Tum Ho Zura Charma Kabir Tum Ho Yeshu Pita Prabhu Tum Ho Yeshu Pita Prabhu Tum Ho Allahu Akbar Tum Ho Sai Allahu Akbar Tum Ho Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Yeshu Pita Prabhu Allahu Akbar Shirdi Sai Satya Sai Tum Ho
Swami has created a ring for him.
Yeah. During 2003, when this Youth Bharati Yatra came and he was to train the children, youth of Kerala, to present the welcome song in front of Bhagwan. That day morning, state president felt it's better that you sing the lead and youth will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I was so scared because it's a youth program and whether Swami will like it or not. Again, one more lesson to learn. When you are trying, people crave for an opportunity to sit at the divine feet and offer a song to Bhagwan. The opportunity is given to him and he says, no, I'm not eligible. I'm not a youth. Swami may not like it. So every action, how much ever dear it is for you, whether my Swami will like it or not, this thought Amazing. Comes into his mind. But Swami willed it in such a way, the cable wire was short.
Mm-hmm.
So he could not sit along with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
He had to sit right at the feet of Swami.
Oh,
and
wow.
He could sing the bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
And this bhajan was in Malayalam. So a line comes where for Balikas, Swami created a Balvikas.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt it's appropriate if I change it with requirement of youth and everybody. And all Kerala people were praying that Swami must come to Kerala.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed the lyrics in such a way that to remove the pain of the children of Kerala, please keep your divine feet on the land of Kerala. it really becomes God's country then, God's own land.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami very amusingly asked him, what is this song? Said, Swami, it's a prayer that you must come. Swami said, no. Seva, Seva, and only Seva can bring Swami.
Wow.
And Swami asked him, what is your name? So, he says, whenever Swami talks, till such time you think he will talk this, you will talk that. But when really Swami comes to you, Swami only decides how you must speak. So he said, in a very low voice, I said, Haridas. Then Swami, with eyes wide open, asked, Giridas? He said, I again got scared, so I was standing on my knees and said, Swami Haridas. And Swami said, sweet name. And just patted him and created a beautiful ring for him. That point of time, sir was very fond of wearing rings on all the fingers. So only the index finger was vacant.
Swami filled it up.
Swami created the ring, and that was a moment he cherishes.
But now he wears only this and one more Swami ring. He's removed all the other rings now.
Even the other Swami ring just came few days back. After Swami had given inspiration to some of us to record, to preserve his music, rather Swami indicated that I'm waiting for it. We got a few of his songs recorded, and a Sai brother by name Shyamesh came forward saying that I want to make this an album of 9 songs. We plan to have an MP3 with his own voice so that that bhavam can go to each learner. So he said, this is the first time we are doing something like this. I would like to offer it for Bhagwan. And these 9 songs were recorded, and on 18th of December, All India President Shri Nimish Pandya, during his Kerala visit, kindly released the CD.
Beautiful.
And after that, with so much of love, his Samviti people made this ring for him.
Oh, very nice.
And or else he was wearing only the ring.
Only
now he
Swami's
says,
ring.
This is having Swami's picture. And the state president, he says, the office bearer is the official representative of Bhagwan. One more lesson for us to learn.
Yes.
He says, whatever they say, take it as a command from Swami.
Wow.
You will feel happy working in the organization.
Amazing.
And that is how the second ring came in. Or else it was only Swami's ring.
Amazing. And his life has been a life of service, isn't it? Swami mentioned service, service, service. And his life has been a life of
entirely service. He was working for the water transport. Hardly he would have worked for a few years. He was immersed into bhajan, into orphanage. And he'll start with a bicycle in the morning. He'll go and find out needy people and help them. Every day Nagar Sankirtan. And the place where they have initiated Bhagwan's activities, it so happened that a group of people developed interest and faith in Bhagwan. There was another group who were majorly fishermen who disliked. Basically, all ladies were drawn towards bhajan, and all of them will come for Nagar Sankirtan. So they came with this to him and said, we'll beat you up.
Oh.
If you're going to do this again. You want to sing bhajan? Sit in your center and sing.
The men didn't like it.
Men, a group of men did not like it. So with folded hands, he said, you may please do that. While falling down, we will pray to our Bhagwan that you must go to sea and come back with your boat full of fish. This is the prayer that we'll ask our Bhagwan to grant
you. You can hit us, but we'll only pray for your good.
We'll only pray for you. And today, that place has become one of the most powerful samitis in the district. I mean, one more lesson to learn for us. How do you spread Bhagwan's love?
When with what faith you should go about chanting Bhagwan's name?
Yes.
What should be the passion when it comes to devotion? Amazing.
A simple question asked to him. If you were to see Swami's physical form just now in front of you, what will you do? The answer today evening he gave was, I'll sing a bhajan and please Bhagwan.
That's all life is all about. Amazing.
I said, if you have more birth, what would you like to do? He He says, I want to be with Bhagwan. I want to be singing his glory. Other than bhajan, there should be nothing in my life. How many more lives I will have? All these lives I must sing bhajan. And when I sing bhajan, I must merge in Swami.
Wow. And he has no complaints in his life, isn't it? It's not as if his life did not have ups and downs, as you were saying. There were so many ups and downs, right?
When Swami had initiated me to learn from him, one indication was that learn what is bhajan and bhakti. So I was thinking, why such an indication? So when I went and saw him, his wife was very ill with dementia for the last 2 years. But what touched me most, not even once he has prayed to Bhagwan to cure her. Rather, I was very upset. Is it 24 hours Swami, someone is taking your name, and the physical condition that both of them are undergoing? You are Karunanidhi. You can do anything like this, but then why they have to suffer? So I asked him, Uncle, why don't you pray to Bhagwan to cure her? He says, such an immature prayer.
Oh.
Swami doesn't know. Swami is allowing us to undergo all our karmas. And how can we bear only because Bhagwan is with us? And Swami has told me in 1965, do not worry, I am with you. And when Swami is with me in this life, there is no need to ask anything. Whatever he does is for our good. He knows.
Wow. And he takes care of his wife. Even
and
though
the
he
way
himself
he was
is
taking care with so much of love.
He's so elder now.
It was a blissful scene to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
He was treating her like a child, taking care of her, without missing a single bhajan, without missing a single Nagar Sankirtan. He was not finding anything to be difficult. And he was telling her, see, someone has come from Bombay to learn bhajans. Sit and sing with me.
Wow.
And the only time I've seen her talking, few words, with this condition was Sai Ram. And when she could see sometimes Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or trying to sing some lines of bhajans or Ashtapadi with him. So I was thinking, how kind is Bhagwan? Even at this stage of life, Swami is giving them memories to sing his glory.
Wow, amazing.
And the day she emerged in Bhagwan, he had committed himself for a bhajan of Chinmaya Mission. And his son, who is staying abroad, there was a delay for him to come. So the commission was to take 2 days more. Immediately he got ready to go for bhajan. That is the level of faith, passion.
Wow.
That made me realize what is true bhakti to Bhagwan. Unconditional acceptance of every situation in life with happiness. And living every moment only for Bhagwan.
Swami is always first. Bhajan is always first. Wow.
And a bhajan is composed on Devi, Mahishasura Mardini. The lyric says, Sundari Devi. So, I just asked him for a clarification. Mahishasura Mardini is Raudra Bhava when you are killing the demon. So, how do you call the Devi Sundari? And he said, this bhajan was composed when I had a stroke of paralysis.
Oh, he had a stroke of paralysis?
Yes. Said, within 10 days, Bhagwan ensured that I am cured of that.
Oh.
But during these 10 days, I was lying down, I could not sit down. So I used to keep the harmonium and see, Swami ensured that I could use both my hands. So I used to lie down, compose this bhajan. The thought that came in my mind was, when all the negativity within me is gone, only the beautiful form of Devi is there in front of me. And that Devi tells me, I am here to take care of you, my child. Remove all your ego. Remove all bad thoughts in your mind. What remains is pure love for God. And this bhajan, Mahishasura Mardini.
Amazing.
Mahishasura Mardini Devi, Jai Jai Jagadambe. महिषासुर मर्दिनी देवी जय जय जगदम्बे मनमोहिनी सुंदरी देवी जय जय जगदम्बे मनमोहिनी सुंदरी देवी जय जय जगदम्बे महिषासुर मर्दिनी देवी जय जय जगदम्बे माद महेश्वरी मंगलकारिणी माद महेश्वरी मंगलकारिणी माधव सोदरी माया महेश्वरी माधव सोदरी माया महेश्वरी महिषासुरमर्दिनी देवी मनमोहिनी सुंदरी देवी महिषासुरमर्दिनी देवी मनमोहिनी सुंदरी देवी जय दुर्गे जय जननी जय जय जगदम्बे जय दुर्गे जय जननी जय जय जगदम्बे महिषासुर मर्दिनी देवी जय जय जगदम्बे
was Mr. Haridas from Kerala and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. We heard some of their experiences, how Bhagwan has touched, transformed and endeared himself to so many people so that they become instruments of his music and his love. With that, we have come to the last part of this program wherein you listen to this bhajan sung in the divine presence of Bhagwan in Sai Kurvanth Hall. You get a real feel of how this bhajan sounds when sung by the students of his university in Prashanthinilayam.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Radha Lola Ramya Suchela Radha Lola Ramya Suchela
Vijaya Gopala
Venu Vilola Vijaya
So that brings us to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Dear listeners, please do share with us your thoughts, your impressions, your suggestions on this program. We welcome any feedback because it is this feedback which helps us to rethink and improve our offerings to Bhagwan. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and humility, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. So with this, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. Brothers Prem and Harishankar are waiting to start Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and we will have the last session of Thursday Life, the Vahini Satsang, after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. We continue to discuss Prema Vahini, Bhagwan's first series of articles for Sanatana Sarathi. So that's coming up after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much.